This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So now Morgan Freeman is accused by 8 different women, according to media reports, accused of inappropriate behavior, sexual harassment, that kind of thing. And now videos have surfaced of Morgan Freeman seeming to act kind of creepy in a come-on way to women who are interviewing him from the media. You know, Morgan Freeman, of course, he has been the voice of some Hillary Clinton ads during the campaign, and he's another Hollywood liberal who has always done lots of virtue signaling, talking about how, you know, he's so good to women and just having this air of superiority, as if they're the ones who care about women and they're the ones who care about women's rights. And then time and time again, what do we actually see? These are the people who are routinely accused of sexual assault or sexual harassment or, you know, sometimes rape in some cases, like Harvey Weinstein, who has been arrested now, marched out in handcuffs, facing, I think, sexual assault charges, multiple charges, felony crimes, all of them. What is it with these leftists? I mean, Hollywood has, of course, become a cesspool of just pedophilia and rape and abuse of women, and the casting couch and all that garbage. Because these powerful leftists, they figured out that the way to get women in their minds is to obtain positions of power and then donate money to the Clinton Foundation and talk about how bad global warming is and how evil the oil companies are, and do whatever it takes to become progressive, in quotes. And then they think they have like a get out of jail free card to just sexually assault women and force women, you know, to give them oral sex and just abuse women and dominate women. And they think they have immunity. And frankly, until the Me Too movement really took off, they did have immunity. And you know why? Because it's another case of justice not being equal in America. Because if you're a leftist, if you donate to the right Clinton people and the right, you know, Democrats, you have immunity from prosecution. And if you don't believe that, look at how the FBI exonerated Hillary Clinton for destruction of evidence, obstruction of justice, interfering with the Clinton emails investigation, and how she instructed her staff to use bleach bit and destroy hard drives and carry out all sorts of violations of law. And she was exonerated by the FBI because the FBI said, I mean, James Comey actually said that, yeah, even though it looks like she did all these things and we have evidence that she did all these horrible, you know, illegal things, we don't believe she had any intention to do those things, James Comey said. No intention, so we're not going to recommend prosecution. Can you imagine if that was the defense of Harvey Weinstein? If Harvey Weinstein took the stand and said that he, you know, he grabbed women by the back of their head, young actresses, and he forced them onto his penis to carry out oral sex on him against their will, but he didn't mean to. Oh, he didn't mean to. It was an accident. Just slipped. Oops. He didn't mean to. This is what liberals say all the time. They didn't mean to. Oh, you mean you didn't mean to get caught? That's what you didn't mean. But you did mean to commit the crime, didn't you? Because you keep doing it. Democrats keep committing crimes, keep committing fraud. They keep raping women. They keep assaulting women. And the Me Too movement, in some ways, is pretty darn cool, actually, I think, because it's women stepping forward and saying, yep, these powerful men raped me. These powerful men abused me. These powerful men, who are all Hollywood elitists and Hollywood leftists, they abuse women routinely. And these are the same left-leaning men who, of course, you know, claim to have a monopoly on loving women. Yeah, you love women, all right. You love it when you're forcing yourself on those women. I mean, who would actually want to date Harvey Weinstein? Look at him. He's a pig. He's an ugly, pathetic, pot-bellied troll. Who would want to perform oral sex on Harvey Weinstein voluntarily? Even prostitutes would probably vomit afterwards. They'd have to charge him triple just for the gag reflex. It's so sickening. Who the heck would want to have sex with Harvey Weinstein? Nobody. No person in their right mind. Nobody wants to have sex with a giant ogre. A sickening, stinky, stinking ogre. That's what he is. And he's dark on the inside, too, you know? And that's the way Democrats are. When you think Democrats in high places, think Harvey Weinstein, because he gave all this money to Hillary Clinton. He gave all the money to all the right people. Look at Kevin Spacey. Same deal, right? Kevin Spacey. And wasn't he running some kind of nonprofit front to train child actors? Huh. Can you say, pedo, 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 Spacey? I think it was a pedophilia front, if you ask me. And it's amazing how quickly that thing got shut down the minute the truth started coming out about Kevin Spacey. And now we have Morgan Freeman. Now, the interesting thing about Morgan Freeman, though, is no one is accusing Morgan Freeman of raping them. And we do need to draw a line of distinction here. I mean, Morgan Freeman, he probably hit on a bunch of girls. He probably, you know, he was hitting on them. He was trying to get them to sleep with him or flirting with them or whatever. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, that is qualitatively very different from rape or sexual assault or forced oral sex or all the other things that these other Democrats have done. In other words, Morgan Freeman's being accused by eight women, but I'm not sure that Morgan Freeman's actions put him in the same category as people like Harvey Weinstein, frankly. In fact, I mean, I don't know. It's too early to see what's going on, but from what I've seen so far, I haven't seen any evidence yet that Morgan Freeman engaged in any, you know, crazy kind of criminal activities or sexual assault types of activities. What I've seen so far is that he was hitting inappropriately on other women in a professional context, you know, women who were interviewing him, for example, and he would comment about their thighs and legs and why do they have their legs crossed sitting across from him and things. Yeah, it's kind of piggish behavior. I don't think I've never been interviewed by a woman and just sat there and was like, why are your legs crossed? Why don't you just open them up? I mean, is that a Morgan Freeman quote now? Is that what he does? He sits down for an interview and just like watches the woman's crotch? Is that Morgan Freeman? I don't know. That's what it sounds like. But even then, that's not rape. It's not the same. It's sick. It's piggish. It's not pedophilia, though. And that hasn't been alleged. Not pedo behavior. It's not like Roman Catholic Church level pedophilia, right? It's not as bad as what the Pope is defending. So I think we do have to discern the difference between these different levels of abuses or, you know, crossing the line, so to speak. But how come a guy like Morgan Freeman doesn't have enough women that want to go out with him anyway? I mean, isn't he rich and famous? Doesn't he probably have just women all over him all the time? I don't know. Why would he have to hit on young news reporters all the time and comment about their crotches and legs and thighs and everything? Just, I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. But I'm not that way. I'm not that kind of person. I don't know. Crazy. Anyway, it's a crazy world out there, folks. And it's these liberal Hollywood Democrats who are just routinely, just repeatedly caught abusing women, and because that's the way they are on the inside. Democrats claim to care about women. They really don't care about women. They just want to get in bed with women, and they don't really even care if it's a voluntary thing. They just want to force themselves on women, especially the more powerful men like Bill Clinton, for example. You know, it's all the same kind of thing, whether it's Bill Clinton or Harvey Weinstein or all the others, Charlie Rose, for example, just forcing themselves on women all the time. That's practically synonymous with being a Democrat at this point. So it's just a bunch of sick people out there, if you ask me. Just a bunch of sick effers, if you ask me. But I'll keep it clean. I won't actually say the word, but you know what I'm thinking. A bunch of sick mother effers. That's what they are. Sick pigs. Sick animals. Just animals. They all just want to rape everything that's human and female, I guess. I don't know. Just sick. Sick people. Thank God you're not one of them, and I'm not either. Thank God.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.